she likes how good I pick a guitar. She likes
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me, but no.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
No, 3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo, picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome in, and thanks for joining us on a Friday night. Perfect for baseball, around 80 degrees with some cloud coverage here in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Game four of this six-game series. Rough Riders have rattled off three in a row. That's the longest streak among anyone in the Texas League. And that three-game winning streak has put them high atop first place in the Texas League South Division. I'm Luke May. We'll be joined by Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, in just a couple of minutes. Well, let's look at today's matchup between these two. Mentioned that win last night for the Rough Riders. It was a 5-1 win where some late inning offense took over, helped the Rough Riders improve to 15-9. Corpus Christi comes in today at 7-17. Looking up at the bottom of the Texas League South Division in last place. They look to get on track today, but they're going to have to do it against one of the best arms in the Texas League. It's Dane Acker making his fifth start for the Rough Riders. He's 1-0 this season with a 1.47 ERA, which is number one in the Texas League amongst pitchers. Acker has given up just 3 earned runs across 18 and a third innings pitched. That's 11 hits, 6 walks, 26 strikeouts, and he has posted his best average against since 2021 was a good year for Dane Acker. He's off to a great start this season. A 172 average allowed to opposing hitters. He's also on pace to set some strikeout records for himself. Set a new career high with 8 strikeouts in his last time out. Mentioned that low ERA. Dane Acker on the hill for the Rough Riders. And for an offense in Corpus Christi that's looking to get going and has only manufactured a pair of runs across 3 games, Dane Acker's a tough one to get going, but they'll have a crack at him in just a few moments. They'll turn to a left-hander on the hill, Luis Angel Rodriguez, who comes in with a 2-1 record and an 8.40 ERA. This will be his 5th appearance in a game this year for the Hooks, but just his 3rd start. He has faced off against this Rough Riders lineup. It was his season debut. He got a no decision after hurling 3 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs on 2 hits and 5 walks with 5 strikeouts. Those 5 walks, the highest number he's given up on the season. So a bit of an outlier as he's settled in, but across his past 2 starts, he's been hit around a little bit. So Luis Angel Rodriguez will look to lead this Hooks team into battle against the Rough Riders, who have been really not explosive on the offensive side, but they've done enough to get things done. 5 runs last night, but it came on just 5 hits. And the Rough Riders pitching staff has been on fire, so they will try to continue that streak in this series tonight. Dane Acker gets the ball against Luis Angel Rodriguez. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear from Rough Riders player development coach in Tyler Wolf.
Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders development coach Tyler Wolf. Tyler, thanks for the time, and let's take a step back in your career. You play your college ball at Kansas State. You get an opportunity to join the Astros organization. What was that moment like for you when you heard your name called?
It was pretty surreal. Didn't really expect to hear my name called, but you know, I think it's just a product of doing the right thing over and over again, and you work hard and kind of got lucky, I guess.
So we're back here at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's a place that you made it to in your career with the Astros organization here in Corpus Christi with the Hooks. What was your time here like?
It was fun. It was hot, that's for sure. A little hot and humid, but you know, I learned a lot. I was with some pretty good players here, pretty good managers, now a big league bench coach. So that was, you know, around a lot of really good people. So I think it helped me both as a player and then now as a coach as well.
Awesome. Well, you kind of look at things, you know, on the playing side of things. Now on the coaching side as a development coach, and we'll talk a little bit about your process of getting to Frisco here, but you look back on your time as a player. What sort of things have changed across minor league baseball here in the last few years?
a lot. You know, they've incorporated all the new rules. That's changed a lot. And then just, I think it's more just refining everything, right? I was over here with Houston kind of when they were going through everything, kind of that rebuild and basically kind of starting the new wave of what's going on now. So now I think you just see teams who have kind of refined their processes a little bit. So it's just, it's been interesting to see, but it's kind of, you know, there's so much information out there. You got to kind of pick and choose what you want to look at, what you think is valuable, push out what's not, because, you know, baseball's hard enough both sides of the ball that you kind of got to weed out the noise, make sure guys are focused on as little as possible and as confident as possible going up there.
Chatting with Tyler Wolf here on the Rough Riders pregame show, and you look back at some of the names that you played with. Is there anybody that stands out you still love watching play, or anybody that you just remember being a great teammate?
I think one of my favorite swings that I've ever, probably my favorite swing of all time, is J.D. Davis. So I really enjoy watching him. You know, he's bounced around a few teams, but it was a lot of fun watching him every day, kind of learning from him. So that was cool. Even a guy like John Singleton, who, you know, made it, got sent back down. He was here when I was a player here. And then now seeing him, you know, he's hit a homer the last 2 days in the big leagues. It's fun to see that. Just, you know, guy that never gave up, just kept going, kept getting after it, and now he's back up there.
No doubt. Well, the one thing that every player can be assured of is that at one point all of us are going to be ex-ball players. And so when your career ended, was it immediately, I want to stay around the game and get back into coaching? Or what was the thought process when the career came to a close for you?
Yeah, I knew as soon as I was done I wanted to get into coaching. So, you know, played a couple of years of independent pro ball, and then after that I had a couple opportunities, a couple of people from my past playing time actually with Houston who had reached out. So was able to kind of hook up with them. But I knew I wanted to be a coach. Just the coaches I had in my past that kind of helped shape me into who I am today, and everything that they taught me just kind of inspired me to want to come back. And, you know, a lot of coaches say it, but help players now not make the same mistakes I made, basically.
That's a good way to put it. You know, from having the experience to then being able to teach the guys what to do and what not to do is an invaluable, you know, sort of key for you guys on that side. A couple more things and we'll let you go, but you talk about getting into coaching. You know, knew wanted to stay around it once the career was over. Talk to me a little bit about how you got here to Frisco. I know you had a couple stops, and then you end up joining the Rangers organization just a couple of years ago, and how's the time been here inside the Rangers organization?
Rangers have been unbelievable. I mean, it's a first-class organization. You know, I've been a part of a couple of good ones. I was over in St. Louis to start as a coach, went into the private sector, and then came over here. But it's a lot of really good people, all kind of pushing the same envelope, describing nobody's head's too big. It's how do we make the players better? How do we make the organization better? And ultimately, hopefully, repeat what we did last year at the major league level.
Tyler, last thing, then we'll let you go. But you look at the season so far for this Rough Riders team. It's off to a good start, sitting atop the Texas League South Division. What's been the key that you've seen from this clubhouse? Is there anybody, or, you know, just as a whole, a mentality that you've seen that's really helped them get over the hump and win some ball games? Or what have you seen so far early in the year?
It's just playing good ball on all sides of the baseball, right? Defense, pitching, timely hitting. Well, that's all kind of coming together right now, which is good. Hopefully we can keep that rolling.
Awesome. Tyler, thank you so much. That's Tyler Wolf here on the Rough Riders pregame show. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back high atop Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for today's matchup between the first place Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. First, for the Rough Riders, who are the visitors in today's game, it'll be Kellen Strom leading things off. He's the center fielder.
The designated hitter, Liam Hicks, will bat second. Abimelech Ortiz will play first base and bat third. In the cleanup spot, it's the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Maximo Acosta will play shortstop. He bats fifth today. Franmer Chavez in the sixth spot in the order for Carlos Cardoza. He's the second baseman. Hazel Cepeda, the right fielder, will bat seventh. Cooper Johnson does the work behind the dish. He's the catcher, batting eighth. And then batting ninth and rounding out the order is the left fielder, Daniel Mateo. So again, for the Rough Riders, it is Strom, Hicks, Ortiz, Freeman, Acosta, Chavez, Cepeda, Johnson, Mateo. Then for the home team on the scoreboard, managed by Joe Thon, the Corpus Christi Hooks will line up as follows. Tommy Sacco Jr. back in the leadoff spot after a night off. He's the shortstop. Kennedy Corona will bat second. He's the center fielder. The right fielder, Jacob Melton, will bat third. Ryan Robleski does the work behind the dish. He's in the cleanup spot. J.C. Correa will play first base. He bats fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Zach Daniels. Batting seventh is the second baseman, Chad Stevens. In the eighth spot in the order is C.J. Stubbs. He's the D.H. And rounding out the order for Corpus Christi, Rolando Espinosa, the third baseman, will round things out. Well, just a couple of minutes away from first pitch here from Whataburger Field, the Rough Riders riding a three-game winning streak, courtesy of taking games 1, 2, and 3 in the series. And that's been in large part due to some really, really good pitching and some timely hitting from the Rough Riders as well. They've homered in each game of the series. Abimelech Ortiz hit a 3-run homer in game 1 in the first inning. Cooper Johnson hit his second homer of the season in game 2, and then in game 3, last night, Caber Rodriguez got the party started offensively for the Rough Riders with that one run, a solo shot for Caber Rodriguez early in the ballgame, and it stayed that way for quite some time. From the second inning, Rough Riders wouldn't get back on the board and regain the lead until the eighth, where they put up a 3-spot, added one for insurance in the ninth. They end up winning it 5-1 and have won 3 consecutive games. Boy, this offense has been good. 128 runs on the season for the Rough Riders lineup. That's good for second in the Texas League. Only 4 back of the leader in Springfield. The Cardinals have put up 132 on the year. And the pitching staff has really found its form, especially in the starting rotation. The bullpen has been really good throughout the course of the year. But this starting rotation this time through has been excellent. It all started with Ryan Garcia in Game 1. Ben Anderson in Game 2 followed up really nicely. Nick Krauth battled last night and ended up pitching really well. Went 5 innings, allowing just the 1 earned run. And today they turn the ball to Dane Acker. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, Zach Bigley will join us for first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field.
Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit writersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Winners of three in a row and six of their last seven, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action tonight against the Corpus Christi Hooks for Game 4 of this six-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome into Whataburger Field, the ballpark by the bay. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's the Rough Riders, the AA affiliates of the Rangers, against Corpus Christi, the AA affiliates of the Houston Astros. Frisco at 15-19 coming into today in sole possession of first place in the Texas League South. Corpus Christi is 7-17. They are 8 games back in the Texas League South. Kellen Strom set to lead it off for the Rough Riders, followed by Liam Hicks and Abimelech Ortiz in this top half of the first inning. Rough Riders number one in the Texas League in first inning runs this season, and they look to get to Luis Angel Rodriguez on the mound for Corpus. Kellen Strom in from the right side. Stromy just 1-for-5 in this series with 3 walks. Playing in his 40th career game against Corpus Christi head-to-head. Rodriguez, the left-hander, winds back, and away we go. The first pitch is outside, and it's 1-0. So the Rough Riders winning the first 3 games of this series by a score of 4-0 in the opener, 3-1 in Game 2, and 5-1 last night, 1-0. Down and in, and it's 2-0. And Frisco doing that in large part due to phenomenal pitching. The bullpen in 10 1/3 innings has not allowed a run. 2-0. Fastball over for a strike on the inner edge, and it's 2-1 on Strom. Starters have gone at least 5 innings in every start today, and the Rough Riders have to feel pretty good with Dane Acker going for them. Pitch is down low and inside. It's 3-1 on Strom. The offense has done just enough during this stretch to give the Rough Riders wins, very close wins mostly. The pitch fouled straight back. 3-2 on the center fielder. 4-run win in games 1 and 2, or 3. Game 2, a 2-run win. Strom climbs back in. 3-2 to him. Rodriguez winds and deals. That one's low. 4. Well, Kellen Strom with his 4th walk of the series. He's aboard to lead things off in the first inning. Liam Hicks, the batter now for the Rough Riders.
Designated hitter number 5, Liam Hicks.
He's also walked 4 times in the series. Luis Angel Rodriguez, the 24-year-old left-hander, 6'1", 190 pounds. He readies and brings it home. Fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. The fastball will be in the upper 80s, low 90s for Rodriguez. The Mexico native making his 2nd career appearance against the Rough Riders and his 5th appearance overall this season, his 3rd start. The 0-1. Breaking ball tapped softly to first. Backhanded stop, Correa throws onto the second base, and it hits Kellen Strom. Oh, my goodness, and they call obstruction. And because it hit Strom, they call both batters out, or both runners. Strom arguing he was in the base path, and he's allowed to be in the base path. The umpire, Ben Engstrand, making the call.
did not have a clear view as to whether or not Strom was in the base path because he was calling it from the third base side of the second base bag. He makes the call, and it ends up being a double play, and Carlos Cardoza, incensed, is over-arguing from the third base coaching box. That is a huge call to call both runners out here in the first inning.
That it is, and you look at the replay, and you can see Kellen Strom kind of veers into the grass for a step, and once he comes back is when the throw is made right back into him. So Strom was maybe out of the baseline, but then he kind of veered back into where he needed to be, and that's where the ball made contact with him. He did get a foot on the grass, but just for a moment.
And that was the call by Engstrand. So Kavika Amsley-Pye right there as well, the first base coach. Carlos Cardoza getting his money's worth. I don't think he's been tossed. I think he's still just arguing. Carlos has been ejected once this season. Still talking, and now Engstrand is starting to, is turning more into a conversation rather than Cardoza just talking at him. And Luis Angel Rodriguez getting some warm-up pitches in the meantime. It was a ground ball to the first baseman, Correa, who made a nice backhanded stop and threw onto second base. It hit Strom in the back, the upper back, and he was called out, and then Liam Hicks also called out. Well, Hicks is standing at first base right now. Okay, now he's walking off. So there are two outs.
The camera right now showing Carlos Cardoza in the third base coaching box, and there's no one there to chat with, but he is talking to himself pretty heated.
Very emotional guy. The first pitch to Abimelech Ortiz is on the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. And that turns into what would have been runners at first and second and nobody out to now two outs, bases clear. The pitch. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Of course, if that ball hits Kellen and he's in the base paths, everyone's safe. But because the call was obstruction, both are out. The pick. Ortiz wants a fastball middle-middle a strike, and it's 1-2. It's been a tough start to the season for Luis Angel Rodriguez, 2-1 with an 8.40 ERA. He's surrendered 14 runs on 16 hits across 15 innings. The 1-2. Breaking ball popped skyward, foul left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. So Ben Engstrand making the critical call, and now Engstrand and Carlos Cardoza are still talking because Engstrand is the third base umpire. He's standing right next to Cardoza, and they're still chatting about it on the left side. 1-2 pitch. Bounces in. Two balls, two strikes, and those two have had a relationship going back to when Carlos was the manager for the Rough Riders last year, and Engstrand was in this league. He is now the crew chief of this three-man Texas League umpiring crew. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball in a left center. The center fielder, Corona, got a late start. He comes in. The former Gold Glover makes the catch, and the side is retired. So an odd top of the first inning. Turns out scoreless for the Rough Riders. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up. It's the Rough Riders nothing. The hooks to the plate next against Dane Acker. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker takes the hill for the Rough Riders in a scoreless bottom half of the first inning. The Rough Riders turning to their ace on this Friday night. Acker tops the Texas League in ERA, a 1.47 mark. He deals with Tommy Sacco Jr. here in the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. It's 0-1 at 92 miles an hour from Acker. He's just getting warmed up. That fastball will be in the mid-90s. He'll touch 96. The 0-1. On the inside corner, just a hair inside, though. And it's one ball and one strike. Brandon Tipton didn't like it, the home plate umpire. One ball and one strike on Sacco, the shortstop, who's 1-for-8 in the series. 1-1 below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Dane Acker has just been fantastic on the young season. He's making his fifth start of the year, 1-0 with that aforementioned 1.47 ERA. 2-1 pitch from the right-hander. Just below the zone, and it's three balls and one strike. Acker set a new career high his last start with 8 strikeouts, tied a career high with 5 innings pitched. He rocks in the 3-1. Fouled back. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Sacco. Acker looks in over the top of his glove, winds in the 3-2. Fastball is high for ball four. He walks Sacco. That brings Kennedy Corona to the plate. No score, bottom of the first inning. Last time against Corpus Christi, Acker was very good. He didn't allow a run across 4 innings, only surrendering 2 hits. Struck out 7. Runner at first and Kennedy Corona bats now. Acker from the stretch, he brings it. High, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Corona 3-for-8 in the series. He's also walked 3 times. Batting just 197 on the season through 21 games. 1-0 pitch. Acker a long hole, he brings it. High and inside, he hit him. Fastball got away from him. A hit by pitch. And Corona has to collect himself. Looked like it got the shoulder. Hopefully, the helmet came flying off. Everyone on high alert after we saw a minor benches clearing incident in the ninth inning yesterday. A walk and a hit by pitch. 2 aboard and nobody out in this first inning. Cooper Johnson goes out and chats with Acker. Very quick. Here's Jacob Melton. Melton is the dangerous bat that has been the sleeping giant in this series. He's 0-for-9 with 3 walks, but this is a scary situation having him up with runners at first and second and nobody out in this first inning. Acker readies, looks back towards second. Deals home. On the outside corner, a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Melton has 3 home runs this season. He's driven in 15 runs to lead the club. Medford, Oregon native, in from the left side. And the 0-1. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove on the changeup. 0-2. 4-pitch arsenal from Dane Acker. Fastball, curveball, slider, and change. The slider is a new pitch for him this year. Acker, the 0-2. Swinging a soft roller foul up the first baseline. Still no balls and 2 strikes. in front of it. Dane Acker has been one of the better pitchers with two strikes in the Texas League. 37% strikeout rate, is second in the circuit. Looks back towards second base. The pitch. High. One ball and two strikes. As we talk about time and time again in Dane Acker's starts, the biggest thing for him is putting away hitters at the plate once he gets started. He's averaging 17 pitches an inning, which is on the higher side, and you'd like to see him be more efficient. He deals. There's a drive into right field, in for a base hit. Sacco up to third. He gets the stop sign. Cepeda gets it back in, and the bases are now loaded. Nobody out. That ball was hammered at 107 miles an hour off the bat for Melton's first hit of the series. Ryan Robleski bats now.
Catcher, number 7, Ryan Robleski.
Now the Rough Riders in big time danger here in the first. No score, bases loaded, nobody out. Ryan Robleski fresh off the injured list yesterday. The catcher went 0 for 4. Acker from the stretch. He deals. Swinging a bouncer foul back behind home. It's 0-1. In his last start, Acker allowed a couple of runs, both coming in the first and had to get out of it, or I should say give up a solo home run in the first and had to kind of rebound, and he rebounded very well, striking out 8. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch to Robleski. High and outside, and it's 1-1 to the former Dallas Baptist Patriot. Talking to John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, he said, as good as that start was, he still thinks that Acker left some strikeouts on the table. And hoping to see him improve in that category. The pitch. Swinging a chopper, hit to third and foul. One ball and two strikes on Robleski. Meaning there were opportunities that he had to put away guys when he would waste a pitch. It would be a fastball way high of the zone, and so trying to see competitive pitches on those two strike opportunities. Bases loaded, nobody out. Bottom of the first, no score. 1-2 in the dirt. Changeup misses. Two balls, two strikes. Acker rubbing down the baseball with both hands. Robleski playing in just his ninth game. He's had a tough time offensively this season for Corpus. Just 4 for 25. Acker readies to the belt. The 2-2. Swinging a chopper, hit to third. It's foul again. Still two balls, two strikes. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Dane Acker today. It's Daniel Mateo in left, Kellen Strom in center, Hazel Cepeda in right. Cody Freeman at third, Max Acosta, the Rough Riders shortstop today. Franer Chavez at second, Abimelech Ortiz mans first base, and Cooper Johnson puts down the signs for Acker. Acker ready from the stretch, and he offers in the 2-2 again to Robleski. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Got him with a fastball away. He has his first strikeout, and it's a big one. So one down, and now he can get out of this with a double play ball. J.C. Correa, the first baseman of the plate.
First baseman, number 10, J.C. Correa.
Nobody out. Make it one out, beg your pardon. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Johnson is catching Acker for the second time this season. The pitch popped up, back behind home and foul, and it's 0-1. Last time he caught him was in that game. These two teams played each other last, and Acker last started in Frisco against Corpus. 6'2", 25-year-old. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. 0-1 on Correa. He brings it in. Swinging a ground ball through the right side. It's a base hit. Sacco scores. Corona around third. Cepeda's throw, not in time. It's a two-run single for J.C. Correa into right field the opposite way. It's 2-0 hooks in the bottom of the first inning. Melton up to second base, stopping right there.
Left fielder, number one, Zach Daly.
Strong throw from Cepeda, though it bounced too many times and slowed down on its way to the plate. Cooper Johnson didn't even have the opportunity to lay the tag down on Corona. So now Zach Daniels' first pitch fouled back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Zach Daniels is 3-for-4 in his career against Dainacker. He bats here with one out, runners at first and second. Acker readies. And the 0-1. Fouled back. It's 0-2. Daniels is 0-for-8 in the series, though, and 0-for-8 in his time with Corpus this season. Right-hander pins the glove to his left hip, looking in for his sign. He's got it. And he deals his 24th pitch of the inning. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup down low and inside. Second strikeout for Acker, two away. And now Chad Stevens. Runners still at first and second. Two down now in the first inning.
Number 12, Chad Stevens.
The Brenham, Texas native trying to limit the damage to just two runs in this first. And time called. Acker steps off. A leadoff walk and hit by pitch, and they both come in to score. The offering in. Fastball is high. Ball and no strikes. Acker's fastball is a little lower in velocity than you might expect. He's been 91 to 93 with that heater today. Instead of the mid-90s you're used to seeing. The 1-0. Just high and tight. Two balls, no strikes. Looked like pretty good location. Didn't get the call. The hit batter of Corona earlier in this inning was the first hit batter of the season for Acker. He's had some problems every now and again with the walks, but not huge this season. 2-0. That one's flying in the air out to right field. Right at Jesel Cepeda, who trots in a couple steps, squeezes for the final out of the inning. But two runs do come across on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. It's 2-0 Corpus Christi as we go to the top of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's 2-0 Corpus Christi into the top of the second inning. Cody Freeman, Max Acosta, and Franyard Chavez to swing the sticks for the Riders against Luis Angel Rodriguez. The Rough Riders allowing a couple runs in that bottom of the first inning for a two-run single, J.C. Correa. Cody Freeman leading things off against Rodriguez. The Rough Riders have had a very odd ball game so far. And if you peer down the third baseline, Carlos Cardoza is still chatting with Ben Engstrand, the umpire. First pitch to Cody Freeman. It's over for a strike, and it's 0-1. It was an obstruction call that Engstrand called that ran the Rough Riders out of that top of the first inning. 0-1. Freeman watches in the dirt with a breaking ball. Ball and a strike. Rodriguez threw 14 pitches, 9 strikes in that first inning. He works from the windup, first base side of the rubber. Left-hander's 1-1. Hard shot into left field. Freeman yanks it down the line. Daniels collects just shy of the corner, and he holds Freeman to a long single. Man, Freeman got the bat head out and smacked it past the third baseman, Espinosa. 102 miles an hour off the bat on the single for Cody Freeman, and the Rough Riders have their first hit. Max Acosta now with the runner at first and nobody out in the top of the second inning. 2-0 Rough Riders trail the Hooks. Rodriguez readies and brings it home. Misses low. 1-1 and no strikes. Acosta's 4-for-11 in this series with a couple RBIs. Across the 3 games, he has 2 multiple hit affairs. Rodriguez stretches. Looks to first. And the left-hander kicks home. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. It's 1-1. Rodriguez, formerly a member of the Chicago Cubs organization, was picked in the Rule 5 draft in the 4th round of the minor league phase back in 2022. 1-1. Acosta smacks it into right center field. Corona had him played perfectly, though. Comes in a couple steps, makes the grab chest high. One away. Hard hit ball by Max Acosta ends up being out number one. And Freiner Chavez saunters to the plate for the Riders, trailing 2-0. Rodriguez selected in that minor league phase, the same phase that saw the Rough Riders have a few players selected at Rule 5 draft back in 2022. Josh Stowers was picked by the Dodgers organization, and then Seth Nordlund by the Twins. He was later released by the Twins and returned to the Rough Riders, finished out 23 with Frisco. Look over towards first, where Freeman takes his lead. Rodriguez a long hold. He pitches in. Top of the zone, a strike to Chavez, and it's 0-1. In the major league phase of that Rule 5 draft, Mason Englert was picked by the Detroit Tigers and spent the entire season last year in their bullpen. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fouled back off of the catcher, Robleski, and it's 0-2. Englert is now in AAA Toledo in the Tigers organization. Pitching pretty well down there. Had a decent season in the bullpen. Had some good moments, but trying to work on a few things at the minor league level before he gets back up to the majors. 0-2 on the way to Chavi. Fought off the hands, foul out of play, right side. Still no balls and 2 strikes to the Riders' second baseman. Seen Chavez play second base, third base, and shortstop over the last week. Red cleats to match his scorched red uniform top today. Rodriguez from the belt with the black glove. The pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup away, and Chavez strikes out. First strikeout for Luis Angel Rodriguez. 2 away, and Jesus Cepeda bats for the Rough Riders. Runner at first, 2 down. Riders down 2-0. The last time that the Rough Riders saw Rodriguez, he really struggled with his command, walking 5 in 3 2/3 innings. Somehow only surrendering a couple of runs. Pitch home. Breaking ball popped up on the bunt back behind home to the right, and it falls down. Cepeda, kind of an odd bunting motion there. Usually with bunts, you see guys kind of lower their body and squat down with the bat. He almost kind of flicked the bat out there and then dropped the bat head as the pitch was coming in to try and get it. That's not what they teach you. They teach you to go down with the body, and that led him to popping that bunt up. All right, a bunt for a base hit with the third baseman Espinosa back. Left-hander ready. And the 0-1, it's low and away. 1-1 and 1 strike. Cepeda 0-for-4 in the series, getting his first start yesterday in the set. The 1-1, runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw down to second as well, high, but they get batter interference. And batter interference on Cepeda, who fell across home plate, and Freeman is out. So the inning comes to a close. It's the second interference call in his mini innings against the Rough Riders. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders trail 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the second inning, Riders trailing 2-0. C.J. Stubbs, the batter. 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders. Or excuse me, for the Hooks. In the second against Rough Riders pitcher Dane Acker. Wind back in the first pitch on the way. High and outside, 1-0. Acker looking for a bounce back inning after 27 pitches in that first. He rocks in the 1-0. Fouled straight back, 1-1. Acker has been such a tremendous success this year for the Riders, and especially, really against everybody, but especially against left-handed batters. He winds and deals. Misses high, and it's 2-1. The single that he allowed to Jacob Melton was just the third hit in 20 at-bats he's allowed to a left-handed hitter. He rocks back here in the 2-1. High and outside, 3-1. The fastball is usually a lot firmer than we're used to seeing from Acker. Sitting at around 92 miles an hour right now. Could be the humidity. Working from the first base side of the rubber, he rocks back in the 3-1 to Stubbs. Swing and a miss. That one burned by him at 94. 3-2. Could just be getting warmed up as well. Stubbs 0-7 in the series. Back in from the right side. Acker the payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with that fastball. Picks up his third strikeout, and there's one away. One thing is for sure, Dane Acker is going to get his strikeouts. Mondo Espinosa in the 9 spot, standing in now. 2-0, Hooks leading, bottom of the second. Wind back in the pitch. Misses low off the outside corner. It's 1-0. We talked about it earlier, but the Rough Riders pitching staff has been phenomenal in this series. They've only surrendered 2 runs in these 3 games so far. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball right back to the hill. Hacker's got it just off to his left thigh. The underhand flips it over to first, 2 away. Great play by the Rough Riders pitcher. Two outs for Tommy Sacco Jr. in the top of the card. 2-0 Hooks. Last of the second, two outs. Well, the last time the Rough Riders allowed just two runs in a three-game stretch, you have to take it back to last season. First pitch to Sacco. He swings, fouls it into Johnson's glove, 0-1. And this is where it gets a little freaky with some deja vu action. The last time it happened was August 8th through 10th here in Corpus Christi. It was the first three games of that series, the 0-1. Fastball high and away, and it's one ball and one strike, just like we've had in this first three games of the series. Two of the three starting pitchers in those first three games were Ryan Garcia and Nick Crowth, just like we've had here in this series so far. The 1-1. Foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders won all three of those games, just like they have so far in this series. A little bit freaky. And their last five nine-inning games, in which they've won all five of them, they've allowed three runs or fewer in those games. 1-2. This is high, 2-2. Their only loss during this last seven-game stretch has been an extra innings loss. 6-5 defeat on Sunday. The hands of the Sod Poodles. 2-2. Bounces in the dirt, well in front of home plate. We're full at 3-2. Two outs, bases clear in the second. 2-0 Hooks. Acker would love to get it right here and limit his pitch count. Not only that, get out clean inning. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow right field. Cepeda running in. It's the second baseman, Chavez, who makes the two-handed squeeze in shallow right field, and the side is retired. Nice 1-2-3 bounce-back inning for Dane Acker in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. The Rough Riders and Hooks. It's 2-0 Corpus Christi. Luke Maley on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting portion of the third inning here from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, and it's Cooper Johnson who digs in to face Luis Angel Rodriguez for the first time. Second inning for the Rough Riders came to a close on a batter's interference as the first pitch from Rodriguez runs a bit inside. Ball and no strikes to the right-handed hitting catcher, Cooper Johnson. Lefty kicks and deals, and it skips in. Johnson hops ahead, two balls and no strikes. Cooper Johnson, limited action this year against left-handed pitchers. Just five at-bats, this the sixth. He does have a hit. It was a homer. He awaits the 2-0, and that one catches the top of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Johnson's also homered in this series, playing in his second game of the series. Had yesterday off. Went 1-for-3. Had himself a homer. Strikes this one high in the air to shallow center field. The shortstop, Sacco Jr., runs back, reaches up, and makes the play. So one away for Luis Angel Rodriguez, who's working with a 2-0 lead. Corpus Christi struck for a pair of runs in the home half of the opening frame. Brings up Daniel Mateo with the top of the card looming for Luis Angel Rodriguez. Lefty ready, the first pitch to Mateo. A check swing, buckled him a bit, and the peel down to first. And Travis Brewer, the first base umpire, I should say, says no, he did not, 1-0. Rodriguez, shoulders square to home, working out of the windup, and comes home, swing and a miss. Mateo was out in front of it. 1-1. Daniel Mateo playing in his third game for the Rough Riders. Still looking for hit number one. He's found his way aboard with a walk. Also reached on an error yesterday. Lefty delivers. Runs inside. Pops in and out of the glove of Robleski behind the plate. Just missed a bit inside. Even 1-1 count. Rough Riders left fielder today. Mateo has played right, center, and now left in his three games with Frisco. Hits this one hard on the ground to the right side. Stevens, the second baseman, ranges to his left, secures it, and fires on to first in time. So two gone here in this top of the third. And it's the top of the Rough Riders order. Carlos Cardoza, the manager for the Rough Riders, third base coach here in the inning, still chatting with Ben Engstrand, who made that obstruction call back in the first inning. First pitch, breaking ball to Strom, just clips the zone, 0-1.
Now this has been a nonstop two-inning conversation over there at third base. He's still doing it.
Still talking, but not heated enough for an ejection, at least to this point. Strom fouls it back right into the mitt. Robleski behind the plate. It is 0-2.
It's almost kind of comical. They'll talk. Both will pause for the pitch to come in and then right back to it.
You almost wonder, has this conversation moved away from that play? More into, so what's the last year been like for you?
Yeah.
Just catching up.
Just
who knows?
Catching up, hanging out. Two guys.
Lefty delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez picks up his second K. And the top of the third is in the books. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. We'll turn things over to the home half, where the Hooks will send the 2-3-4 batters to the plate when we come back. It's Hooks 2, Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker back out there for the home half of the third. Ran into a bit of trouble, giving up a walk, a hit by pitch, and a pair of hits that resulted in two runs in his first inning of work. His first pitch to Kennedy Corona runs low and outside. Following no strikes, Corona, his last time up, was the recipient of that hit by pitch. Caught him up near the shoulder, the head area, and he's ahead two balls and no strikes here. That hit by pitch by Dane Acker was just the Rough Riders' 12th of the season, which is the least still in the Texas League. They still have a one hit by pitch to give. This one's chopped on the left side, but in foul ground. Two balls and a strike. They came into this game with 11. The next lowest number, I should say, was Springfield, who came in to today's with 13. Ball misses down and inside to the right-handed hitter. Acker quite hasn't found his control that he generally has. It's pinpoint is a word that you could use to describe Dane Acker most of the time. But he's fallen behind in some counts here. The 3-1 to the right-handed hitter, and it runs way upstairs. Corona's aboard to lead off the inning. So Kennedy Corona coaxes a walk, and that's a category the Rough Riders haven't been good in this year. Haven't issued a ton of hit-by-pitches. Lowest number in the Texas League, but walks, they lead the Texas League in. That's Acker's second issue today, and the Rough Riders 122nd on the year. So here's Jacob Melton, the Astros' top prospect, with a runner aboard, and he goes after the first pitch, but fouls it into the stands, off to the third base side.
The walks certainly characterized the last meeting between these two teams, that six-game series that figured it felt like, anyway, each team had walked 10 a game. The Rough Riders have been much better recently, though.
This whole series has been a big flip on the mound for both sides. The pitch runs high and outside, evens the count at a ball and a strike. Acker missed with the fastball.
Over the last 9 games, they've been league average in their walk rate as a pitching staff. Through the first 16 games, they had a 16% walk rate. The league average is 8%.
Not great. Acker comes home and a breaking ball. Melton was out in front of it. Ball and two strikes. Waved over the top. Kennedy Corona stands at first base. He drew the leadoff walk. Corona has 10 stolen bases on the season, which is good for second in the Texas League. He takes his lead, and Acker checks on him. He's back in on a dive. Ball and two strikes. Acker thinking possibly a breaking ball count. Maybe Corona caught leaning over there, but he wasn't fooled. Acker comes home. Breaking ball. Gets away from Johnson, and he picks up, fires to second base, and on a dive goes Corona. He's under the tag safely. He didn't swipe it back. Had the down angle read, and it just popped in and out of Johnson's glove. Corona moves into scoring position. 2-0 advantage for Corpus Christi here. Rough Riders haven't trailed often in this series. They are here today. Even 2-2 count to the left-handed hitting Melton. Acker kicks and deals. And caught the outside corner. Excuse me. There wasn't a big punch-out call. Thought maybe I had the count wrong there.
Yeah, Brandon Tipton, before that pitch, even motioned to both dugouts, I have 2-2. So that's crazy.
It wasn't the big general punch-out from our home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, but Jacob Melton is down on strikes. Went down looking at one that just caught the outside edge. Fastball from Dane Acker, and there's one away. First offering to Robleski runs down and inside. Ryan Robleski struck out in the first inning. He became out number one of that outing for Dane Acker. Unfortunately for Acker, came with the bases loaded. Tucker looks the second.
Luke, you mentioned that the Rough Riders haven't trailed very often. Dane Acker hasn't trailed very often as a pitcher, 4-0 with the games he's started this season, but he's only had 14 plate appearances against in which he's been trailing.
Insane. This one hit hard and deep into left field, but tailing into foul ground. Robleski got a piece of it, but he was just out in front.
That's wild. In four starts, only 14 batters faced in which he is does not have the lead or a tie ball game.
As a pitcher, that feels really good. Helps you settle in. So for Acker, maybe feeling a bit uncomfortable, but he's a pro. Acker ready. He comes home with a 1-1, and it's chopped on the ground, the third base line, but Freeman gloves it on the foul side of things. Robleski was activated yesterday. Missed about 10 games with an injury. On the season, he's played in three games against the Rough Riders. Just 1-for-11 over that span. A strikeout in the first inning against Acker was his fifth against the Rough Riders during that time period. Acker looks to second again, worried about Corona there. Kennedy Corona shuffles back to the bag. Rainier Chavez, the second baseman, holding Corona on, bouncing in and out. Well, the right-handed hitter and Robleski at the plate. Swing and a miss. Acker picks up another one. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dane Acker. He's already got five.
He hasn't looked his sharpest tonight, but he's battling through. That's really good to see.
That's the key. Sometimes you don't have your best stuff. It's about, on that sort of night, what can I do to get outs? Two runs. You're likely going to need two runs on any given night to win a ball game. So two runs in the first doesn't feel good if you're Dane Acker, but you can still keep your team in this ball game. First pitch to Correa, and he smacks it the other way. It's down for a base hit. One hop to Cepeda. Here comes Corona around from third. The throw to the plate is in time. Cooper Johnson applies the tag, and Dane Acker's out of the inning. No, no. Kennedy Corona shaken up as he dove into home. A lot of contact with Cooper Johnson, and Johnson will squat down next to him, trying to make sure he's okay. He appears to be holding the shoulder. Trainer will come out and check on Kennedy Corona, but Aysel Cepeda picks up an outfield assist and saves a run. So Correa picks up another hit, but Kennedy Corona gunned down at the plate, keeps the score. Corpus Christi 2, Frisco nothing as we turn things over to the top of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Liam Hicks steps in against Luis Angel Rodriguez to try to get something going here in the top half of the fourth inning for the Rough Riders, who trail 2-0. What a throw to end the frame by Aysel Cepeda in right field, picking up an outfield assist. Left-handed hitter, Hicks steps in. The first pitch from Rodriguez is called a strike. Caught the heart of the plate. Hicks asks for time. He'll step out. Well, the hooks tonight here at Whataburger Field, it is rodeo night. They have on a brown top with a little bit of Western flair to it, along with the all-white pants. Rodriguez ready with the 0-1, and Hicks shoots it into the air in left field, but right at Zach Daniels. He'll range to his right a little bit, the wind taking it, and he reaches up, makes the play. Liam Hicks is retired for out number one. In steps Abimelech Ortiz. Abimelech Ortiz flew out to center his last time up. Got the shift on him to pull. Breaking ball, he takes for a strike. Mentioned shortstop Sacco Jr. playing behind the second base bag. Second baseman Stevens shadowed towards first in the hole. And Ortiz waves at the breaking ball. Way out in front of it. 0-2. Abimelech Ortiz does lead the Rough Riders in pull percentage, but this Rough Riders group isn't one that pulls the baseball all that often. Abimelech Ortiz might lead the Rough Riders in pull percentage at 44%, but that's 39th in terms of players in the Texas League, and Ortiz is down on strikes, waves at another breaking ball. It's three pitches, and Ortiz heads back to the dugout. Oh, two away, Cody Freeman will try to spark the Rough Riders offense. Freeman responsible for the lone Frisco hit here today. Led off the second inning with a single. And was stranded at second base. He was headed to third on a batter's interference call. And breaking ball just misses the bottom of the strike zone. Ball and no strikes on the Rough Riders' third baseman today, Cody Freeman. The pitch skied high back towards us, and it'll work its way over the booth here. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Cody Freeman, in his 9 games now against Corpus Christi on the season, has collected 9 hits, is the most of any Rough Rider against the hooks this year. He's grabbed himself a pair of doubles, 4 RBIs. He's also scored 5 runs. Trying to get something started with 2 outs, and he fouls this one back to the screen. Ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez came at him with the fastball. So the left-handed curler now ahead in the count. Maximo Acosta stands on deck. The pitch. Freeman fights it off. Spoiled a nice pitch in on the hands. Rodriguez trying to come inside with the fastball. On the right-handed hitting Cody Freeman. Just caught a piece of it. Stays alive. Freeman now in the series after a day off yesterday. 2-for-8. Chops this one on the left side, right at the third baseman, Espinosa, who gloves, fires a strike. Step and a half ahead of Cody Freeman, and the side is retired. Another 1-2-3 inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Luis Angel Rodriguez. And our score remains Hooks 2, Rough Riders nothing. So we turn things over to the home half of the fourth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning. Corpus Christi leading Frisco by a score of 2-0. Dane Acker has settled in, looking for a scoreless fourth. He fires the first pitch, a fastball inside to Zach Daniels. Daniels now 0-for-9 in the series, with 7 strikeouts. He struck out his first time against Acker, the 1-0. Just missed the top of the strike zone. Dane Acker finds himself behind in the count, and Acker has been really, really solid over the course of this year. If you could find one complaint for the right-hander, it'd be efficiency, as he fires a breaking ball. Got Daniels to swing over the top of it. 2 balls and a strike. Acker was tagged for a pair of runs in the first inning. Maybe doesn't have his control or his best stuff today, but he's managed. This one hit hard down the line, but on the foul side of things, third base side. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Acker, as we mentioned in the broadcast, set his career high with 8 strikeouts his last outing. He's got 5 here, looking for number 6 to open this home half of the fourth. The pitch, check swing, they appeal down. Yes, he did. Acker picks up strikeout number 6 on a check swing, and Zach Daniels is down swinging for the 2nd straight time.
Chad Stevens
steps in. Fly out to right, ended that first inning for Acker. It featured 2 runs on 2 hits. He did strand 2 aboard the base paths. He rocks and deals. First pitch, fastball, called a strike. 0-1. On the Hook's right-handed hitter. Chad Stevens has struck out 3 times in the series. The pitch, breaking ball, called a strike, 0-2. Nice pitch from Dane Acker. For the Rough Riders right-hander, that's exactly what you want to see. Jumping ahead of hitters versus falling behind, and that's been a bit of his issue here today. Now it's about the put-away pitches, looking for back-to-back strikeouts. The pitch, not going to get it. It's hit hard on the ground. Acosta, the shortstop, fields on a backhand, a long throw across the diamond, and Ortiz digs it out of the dirt in time for out number 2. Chad Stevens rips his helmet off and looks at the first base umpire, Travis Brewer, and holds his hands out like, how in the world are you going to call me out there? He thought he had beat the throw. It was close, that's for sure. It was a long throw for Acosta, and it hopped in. Being like Ortiz made a nice play at first, and looking at the replay, it sure looks like it got there in time. Nice play by the Rough Riders first baseman to dig that one out of the dirt.
I think that's the frustration of Chad Stevens hitting 156 to start the season rather than beating that ball out.
That's fair. Here's C.J. Stubbs. First pitch fastball runs in on the hands, and it's 1-0.
He has been very frustrated this entire series. Even though he's gone 3-for-10 to start the series, he slammed his helmet down yesterday. An emotional guy.
Stubbs awaits the 1-0, and that one catches the zone. A fastball at 92. It's over the heart of the plate. Evens the count at 1-1. Accuretti with the 1-1. Delivers, and this one ripped down the third baseline. If it's fair, it's a homer, and it is a foul ball. C.J. Stubbs gave it a ride. 108 off the bat. wrong side of the pole. It's a pretty good pitch from Dane Acker at the bottom of the zone. CJ Stubbs went down and golfed it out. Hit it a long way. Couldn't get it to stay fair. One and two. Acker looking to make it through four innings. Looking for a second 1-2-3 frame out of four. The pitch. Fastball at 95 that time. Runs up and away. Mentioned earlier, Dane Acker quite had the velocity early going in the early goings of this one. The 2-2 runs a bit inside at 94. But now it seems like Acker stretched out a little bit. Seen him run it up 96, 97, but here today we've seen 95. In the first couple of innings, 93 was all you had out of Dane Acker's fastball. So maybe he's loosened up just a little bit. 3-2 count, the payoff pitch on its way. Taken downstairs. Acker lost him. It's a two-out walk for C.J. Stubbs. His first walk of the series. His third against the Rough Riders on the year.
It goes back to the efficiency you were talking about, Luke. It's you have him 1-2, give up the quote-unquote homer foul ball there, and then you lose him in three straight pitches as balls. And that's with two outs, two in the bases clear. You're opening the door.
That's exactly right. Here's the bottom of the card for the Hooks. A first pitch breaking ball is in and out of the glove of Johnson. He'll fire down to second, but no throw was needed. Good read by C.J. Stubbs, and he moves into scoring position. It's the second time today we've seen almost that exact same thing, a breaking ball that misses on the inside portion of the plate to a right-hander. And it just tough one to squeeze as a catcher, and it's popped out of Johnson's glove twice and then ran off to the left. 1-0 on Espinosa, pitch home, and he fouls it back to the screen. Acker came with the fastball. Espinosa couldn't quite get on top of it. Ball and a strike, two away. Rough Riders looking to find some offense. Dane Acker has to get him out of the fourth. In order to do so, they trail it 2-0. The 1-1, swing and a miss, cut through the fastball. Espinosa falls behind the ball and two strikes. Dane Acker now in another 1-2 count. Last time, three consecutive balls. So we'll put C.J. Stubbs aboard. He wants to talk something over with his catcher. Now the whole infield will convene on the bump. Freeman, Acosta, Chavez, Ortiz, Johnson behind the plate. Dane Acker now talking things over. When they break, they'll face a 1-2 count against the right-handed hitting Espinosa. The Rough Riders today, really in the entire series offensively, they haven't gotten a lot going, but they've been really efficient with the way they score runs. It's been a story of timely hits. Today they've been held to just one hit. For the Hooks, they've got two runs on three hits. Acker looking to make it through four innings. No action in the Rough Riders pen to this point. The 1-2 to Espinosa. Swing and a miss. Acker got him. Pair of strikeouts in the frame for Dane Acker. And he's out of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left aboard. It was the two-out walk by C.J. Stubbs that gets left. We head to the top of the fifth inning where Zach Bigley will return and a 2-0 game in favor of Corpus Christi on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fifth inning, it's 2-0. Rough Riders trail the Corpus Christi Hooks in game number four of this six-game series. Max Acosta, Franer Chavez, Jesus Cepeda, the 3-2 up for Frisco in the fifth inning against Luis Angel Rodriguez. Surrendered just one hit so far through four innings. First pitch, breaking ball, captures the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1 on Acosta. Cody Freeman's single back in the second is still the only offense for the Rough Riders in what has been a very weird offensive game for Frisco. Here's the windback in the 0-1. Bounces down in the dirt, and it's 1-1. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders had a leadoff walk in the top of the first from Kellen Strom. And then after that, it was an obstruction call that Liam Hicks grounded into the pitch. Misses down low, and it's 2-1. A ground ball to first. The first baseman, Correa, threw down to second. It hit off of Kellen Strom's back. And he was called out, and Hicks was called out because of the obstruction. 2-1 on the way to Acosta. Fouled away off the fist into the Riders' dugout. 2-2. And then in the second inning, Cody Freeman, after singling, trying to steal second. And on the throw down, Robleski, the catcher, ran into Cepeda, who was at the plate, and obstruction was called there. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Strike three. Fourth strikeout from Luis Angel Rodriguez. One away for Franer Chavez. And this has been a very good bounce-back outing from Rodriguez. He threw scoreless baseball his last time out against Midland until a game-tying grand slam in the ninth inning. Allowing four runs on four innings. The pitch is a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1 on a first pitch breaker to Chavez, who struck out swinging back in the second. 2-0 Corpus. Top of the fifth. Right-hander pitches, or left-hander, I should say. It's high, and it's 1-1. Chavez just 1-for-9 in the series. One is high and away, 2-1. Just two runs on three hits for the Hooks. Jesus Cepeda on deck. Rodriguez nods yes to the sign, shoulders square to the plate, 2-1. High, and it's 3-1. Rough Riders offense has been few and far between really this whole series, but it's been timely on the offensive side. 3-1. That clips the top of the zone, a strike, 3-2. Hoping for more timely hits tonight. Rodriguez shakes off the sign. Likes the next from Robleski. 3-2. Down and in, ball four. Riders have their third base runner of the night. Second walk from Rodriguez, and Cepeda climbs in.
Right
five walks the last time out for Rodriguez against the Rough Riders. Two walks in this outing today. Cepeda in from the right side, the first pitch on the way. Inside corner, called strike one, 0-1. Cepeda was out on that aforementioned interference back in the second. Couple half swings out to the hill. Here's the stretch. And Rodriguez looks over towards first. Chavez jab steps towards second. The 0-1. Breaking ball, tapped to the ground up the middle. Sacco has got it at short on his second for one. Stevens to first, double play, and the inning is over. 6-4-3. Riders hit into a twin killing, and they are removed from the top of the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Last of the fifth coming up, Riders trail 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the fifth inning. Dane Acker back to the mound for the Rough Riders. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr., Kennedy Corona, Jacob Melton. Riders trail 2-0. This is game four of the six-game series. Acker looks in for his side. He's got it. Working on 74 pitches, and the first offering is laced into right center field. That one's down into the gap. Strom cuts it off, bobbles slightly, and now slings it back in. Sacco leads things off with a base hit in the fifth inning, and Kennedy Corona stands in now. He's hit by pitch and a walk in today's game. 2-0, Hooks lead it. Acker readies and brings it. Check swing. And he did not go on a pitch low. One ball and no strikes. We mentioned it's game four. We'll have game five tomorrow at 3:05. It's a special first pitch time because there's a festival going on here in Corpus Christi. The 1-0 pick. Chopper foul. Third base sign off of Corona's foot. It's one ball and one strike. He's getting beat up today. Ooh, he's hit by a pitch, almost injured on a slide into home plate after getting thrown out, now just fouled off his foot. There'll be a parade downtown, so they don't want to mess with the traffic for tomorrow, so the first pitch at 3:05. It's going to be an exciting day at the ballpark. Christian Javier, it was announced that he will be rehabbing tomorrow, a pitcher for the Houston Astros, expected to go 60 to 65 pitches tomorrow. So he's also expected to start in that ballgame. Exciting stuff from the former Hook. One ball and one strike on Corona. And Acker throws over to first base. Sacco's back in on his feet. 3:05 tomorrow, and then 5:05 for the series finale. We'll be back in Frisco for an 11:05 first pitch on Tuesday for Education Day against San Antonio. 1-1. Popped up. Back behind home and foul. Off to our left-hand side. It's 1-2. Kind of an interesting schedule over the next few days, but looking forward to it, that's for sure. What a pitching matchup tomorrow. Christian Javier against Emiliano Teodo. One of the best fastballs in Major League Baseball against one of the best fastballs in the minors. Acker readies in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup away. Strike three. Set, make it 8 strikeouts for Dane Acker, tying his career high he set in his last start. A 1 away here in the 5th inning. Acker faces Jacob Melton now. 2-0 Corpus. Bottom of the 5th. Melton singled in the 1st inning, struck out looking in the 3rd. Left-handed batter against the righty. He offers. Swinging a high drive out to deep left field. Forget it. Jacob Melton, the 2-run homer. It's 4-0 Corpus. That was an absolute bomb. 106 miles an hour off the bat, 384 feet to left field, a no doubter. Remember what we were saying in the beginning of this broadcast about the sleeping giant of Jacob Melton? Well, he just woke up.
Yeah, that's one heck of a swing for Melton. That's why he's touted as such a high prospect for the Astros.
First pitch is low to Robleski, 1-0. Melton was an incredible player in college at Lynn Benton Community College and then at Oregon State. The 1-0. So we got a soft ground ball to short. Acosta charges, picks, fires on the run softly, and gets the catcher 2 down. Base is clear for J.C. Correa, 4-0 Corpus. Well, he somehow slipped to the end of the 2nd round. And after he was picked, the Astros really knew they had a good player. He was in talks last year for it to be in the Verlander deal. The pitch misses high, and it's 1-0. Instead, decided to part with Drew Gilbert, who is also with the Hooks. But the Mets really wanted him. The pitch low of the zone, and it's 2-0. That was a shot. His 4th home run of the season. Now 17 RBIs for him. Leading the club. 2-0. High and inside. Correa backs off the plate dramatically on a pitch that was more over the plate than it was up and in. 3-0. He's 2-for-2 today with a 2-RBI single in the 1st and a base hit into right in the 3rd. Acker the 3-0. Low and away, ball 4. He walks Correa. Brings Zach Daniels to the plate. We'll see if John Goble goes and makes a visit with Acker. It's now 86 pitches for him. And he faces the former Tennessee Volunteer, Dane Acker.
Left fielder number 1, Zach Daniels.
Zach Daniels. These are two guys that have a bit of a link together. The pitch. He misses high. 1-0. Daniels also taken in the 4th round of the 2020 draft, just like Dane Acker. Daniels was picked 4 selections after Acker was. The 1-0. Swinging a drive out to deep left field. That ball is gone. Daniel. Daniels with a two-run homer, second two-run shot of the inning, and it's 6-0 Corpus Christi. A 100 miles an hour exit velocity, 345 feet. And now here comes Carlos Cardoza, and that ends the day for Dane Acker. Just ran out of gas a little bit here in the fifth inning. 8 strikeouts, tying a career high for the right-hander. So he is done, and Tyler Owens comes out of the Riders' bullpen. 6-0 Corpus Christi, bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Owens out of the Riders' pen. First pitch on the way is fouled back by Chad Stevens, and it's 0-1. 6-0 Corpus Christi, bottom half of the fifth inning, and Dane Acker is relieved by Tyler Owens. Acker with a difficult line for him tonight. Stretch, and the right-hander, the 0-1. Fastball, strike at the top of the zone. Excuse me, that's the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Acker allows 6 runs, all earned over 4 2/3 innings. It comes on 6 hits. He struck out 8, but walked 4. Owens from the stretch, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball for strike 3. Owens fired up as he comes off the hill, and the inning is over. But 4 runs come across on 3 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Top 6 next. Riders trail 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Julio Robina takes over on the hill for Luis Angel Rodriguez, making our way to the top of the sixth inning. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Hooks 6-0. Robina, who had the ERA crown last year in the Texas League. He faces Cooper Johnson, Daniel Mateo, Kellen Strom, 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders in this sixth inning. The Rough Riders trying to get some offense going now against this Hooks bullpen. Good start for Rodriguez, 5 scoreless. First pitch. Robina fits it on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cooper Johnson popped down to the shortstop in the third. Robina deals. That one's hit off the end of the bat. A flare into shallow right center field. Long run in for the right fielder, Melton, and he dives forward to make the catch. Long run. And a beautiful catch for Jacob Melton. Melton stealing away a hit from Johnson, and Daniel Mateo takes his turn. Robina, the 23-year-old, 5'11", 170-pounder. Working from the full windup with nobody aboard, he deals home. Mateo watches low. It's 1-1 and no strikes. A 3.18 ERA for that ERA title last year in the Texas League. Making his fourth appearance with the Hooks this year. 1-0. High and outside. 2 balls and no strikes. One appearance in AAA as well. He allowed a couple runs over 4 2/3 innings on 6 hits. But he finds himself back down in AA. The pitch just outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. That start was his first start of the season ever since he's been here in AA. He's only allowed 3 runs here at the AA level. 3-0. Outside corner for strike one. It's 3-1 now on Mateo. Robina with his shoulders square towards the first base dugout. Peels back in the 3-1. Popped up, right side foul out of play, 3-2. Daniel Mateo, an incredible defender out in left field today, but he'll mostly play center with the Rough Riders. He was the defender of the year in the minor leagues for the Rangers last year. He has a little sneaky pop in that bat as well. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a grounder, foul right side. It's still 3-2. Mateo had a 3-homer game in Fayetteville when he was with the Down East Wood Ducks back in 2022. 10 homers last year. He'll surprise you a little bit with that power. 6-0 Hooks, top of the sixth inning. Payoff pitch. Mateo fouls it away again. It's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Base is clear, 1 out in this sixth inning. White New Balance cleats for Mateo, standing back in. Bat pointing skyward. 3-2. Check swing, strike three call. Down on the upper edge, outside corner. Robina with the strikeout, his first, and there are 2 away. Final line for Luis Angel Rodriguez, by the way. No runs on 1 hit across his 5 innings. Struck out 4 and walked 2. Top of the card now for the Riders, trailing 6-0 in the sixth. It's Kellen Strom. Initial pitch on the way. Outside corner at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Strom is 0-for-1 today with a walk. He's walked 4 times in this series. Just 1-for-6 at the plate, though. 0-1. There's a high fly ball down the right field line. It twists into the seats. 0-2 now on the center fielder. Strom playing in his 40th game head-to-head against Corpus Christi. Career 239 hitter head-to-head. The pitch is swung on and missed. Got him off the outside corner. And Strom down on strikes. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 sixth for Julio Robina out of the bullpen. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 6-0 Corpus to the last of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trail the Hooks 6-0 into the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 8-9-1 to swing the sticks for the Hooks. CJ Stubbs, Rolando Espinoza, and Tommy Sacco Jr. Tyler Owens back out for his first clean inning for the Rough Riders. He came on and struck out Chad Stevens on three pitches. The pitch. Fastball over for a strike. It's 0-1. That was to begin his outing and to get the final out of the bottom of the fifth inning. We're leaving Dane Acker in his start. The 0-1. Fouled away right side. 0-2. Well, Acker allowing those two-run homers in the fifth inning to make it 6-0 Hooks. Rough Riders have been hot coming into this one, winning three in a row and six of their last seven, but in danger of snapping that streak here. 0-2. Fastball is high and tight, and it's one ball and two strikes. Really good opportunity for the Rough Riders to try and reset things here in this inning. 1-2. Misses high and inside. Two balls and two strikes. The bullpen has just been fantastic for Frisco this year. Over the last three games, they haven't allowed a run. 10 3rd innings. 2-2 is high. Three balls, two strikes. And that's 10 3rd innings, allowing just a few hits as well. 12 strikeouts, two walks. Over the last eight games, the bullpen has a 1.19 ERA. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on. Strike three. Two strikeouts and two batters faced for Tyler Owens, and Rolando Espinoza bats now. 6-0 ball game. Riders trail. Bottom of the sixth. Rolando Espinoza standing in. The bullpen, which struggled at times at the beginning of the season, has really become a great strength for the Riders right now. The pitch. Espinoza watched the breaking ball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tyler Owens has been a big part of that. It's really been good all season. 1-0. Broken bat flare, foul right side. Clips the netting before bouncing down onto the warning track and settling near the foul line. Jesus Cepeda jogs over and grabs it. Flip it into the stands. 23-year-old Owens out of Florida, making his ninth appearance for the Rough Riders this year. 3.75 ERA. 12 innings, 11 strikeouts to 4 walks. Talking to John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, about Owens. He said that stuff is really, really good. And his stuff is a lot better than his strikeout numbers might suggest because of the location. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. Bounces down in the dirt That's the 1-1. It's now 2-1. Owens has a tendency to throw a lot of his fastballs, especially in the middle third of the zone. The pitch is a fastball high, and it's 3-1. When it's in the upper third or in the bottom third, it hardly gets touched at all. But the more hittable stuff is in the middle third, and a lot of the times those pitches get fouled off. 3-1, fouled straight back. 3-2 now, or they get hit on the ground for soft contact, and that's where you get your outs on the ground. But if he could just turn those outs into strikeouts by fitting a ball in the upper or lower third, that's where he's really going to become effective. Easier said than done, of course. 3-2. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove again. He hangs on, and it's strikeout number 3 and 3 batters faced for Owens. Well, now the strikeout numbers are coming. That one just barely in the upper third of the zone. 95-mile-an-hour heater with good ride on it. And Tommy Sacco Jr. top of the order now. 6-0 Corpus, bottom of the sixth, the pitch. It's a low, missing with a fastball. 1-0. Man, that was a really good pitch. Didn't get the call. Good location. Owen stretches. 1-0 toss. That's on the outside corner for a called strike. 1-1. Owens with the long brown hair traipsing off of either side of his shoulders. And the 1-1. Swinging a line shot into right center field, up the alley. Strom over from center, cuts it off, and gets it back in. Sacco with his second hit today. They've both been that same exact location in right center. Brings Kennedy Corona in. Strikeout, a walk, and a hit by pitch for Corona today. Corona, right-handed batter. Owens readies and brings it. Fastball high, 1-0. Corona is so good defensively, you figure he'd be an asset to any big league team. It's just about, can he hit enough? The 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 1-1. He was a 2020 player last year, 22 homers, 32 steals, but the bat not quite turning out to be what he hoped it would be this season. The pick. Fouled straight back on a slider. 1-2. Corona hitting under 200 as it stands. Just barely. Still very early. We're just into the month of May. 1-2. Whipped in the air down the right field line and foul into the seats. Still 1-2. After the Sacco base hit, that's now 6 runs on 7 hits for the Hooks. The Rough Riders, no runs on 1 hit today. Owens, the 1-2. Bounces in the dirt. 2-2. Soft wind blowing out to left field. Same wind that's helped a couple homers today. Corpus Christi. Owen steps off. Right-hander ready from the belt. 2-2. Runner takes off, swinging a line drive foul on the check swing over the top of the Riders' dugout. 2-2. Luke mentioned it earlier, but this is going to be fun after the game today. They'll have mutton busting on the field in center field. It's been a long time since I've seen mutton busting. A couple of years ago when we were here in Corpus, they had a monkey riding a dog in the outfield. That was a little crazy.
That sounds epic.
And they also had I think Sheep running around the outfield. The pitch. Low and outside. And that's ball three. Sacco running to second on the play, and he steals. No, it should be 3-2. Corona's taking off his equipment. I have 3-2 as well. And Cooper Johnson says that should be 2-2, and he's arguing with home plate umpire Brandon Tipton.
It certainly was.
It's 3-2. This is crazy.
Even Kennedy Corona, who was now at first base, didn't think it was ball four. He stepped out ready for another pitch, and then home plate umpire Brandon Tipton sent him on his way to first base with a walk.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm never going to be one to bash an umpiring crew. This has been a tough night for this crew.
It's been a rough night.
They come together. They have a tough job, but this has not been an exemplary night for these three. Ben Engstrand, our crew chief, talking with Brandon Tipton, our home plate umpire, as well as Travis Brewer, who's a fill-in from High A. He hasn't been involved in anything tonight, any of these controversial calls. And they do say, yes, it is 3-2. They bring Corona back to the plate. So that is the correct call.
And they just pointed at second base. It almost looked like they were going to motion Tommy Sacco back to first. We'll see what happens. But if that happens, we may end up getting another argument here.
Yeah, because he stole second base, but he was running and then slowed down because Johnson heard ball four from Brandon Tipton, the home plate umpire. So he stays at second. Now, this is a sticky situation here. Well, the umpire did point the runner back to first base. He is still at second base, and that's where he stands. So Corona standing in, 3-2 of the count. And after all the hoopla, we're back here. And Owens is ready from the stretch. Payoff pitch. Swing and a pop-up right side, shallow right field. Cepeda running on. Ortiz under it. The first baseman makes the catch. Side retired. So after all that, the Rough Riders get out of it. It's a scoreless sixth inning. No runs, a hit. No errors, a runner left on. We're into the top of the seventh next. It's 6-0 Corpus Christi. Luke Maley takes over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting portion of this seventh inning, Rough Riders trailing the Hooks 6-0. Rough Riders just looking for any form of offense. They've mustered just one hit today, and it belongs to Cody Freeman. Liam Hicks will step in, followed by Ortiz and Cody Freeman. Hicks faces Robina for the first time. The lefty kicks and deals. First pitch runs up and in, and it's ball one. Now, Liam Hicks, 0-2 today. He was part of our first controversial play of the day. He awaits the 1-0. Takes a breaking ball, called a strike by the home plate umpire Brandon Tipton, and evens the count at a ball and a strike. It was Kellen Strom who led off this game with a walk, and then obstruction was called on Strom that resulted in a double play. Hicks sends the breaking ball down the left field line, but foul. Twirls into the seats, and it's 1-2 in favor of the Hooks left-hander. Robina enjoyed a 1-2-3 two-strikeout sixth inning after coming on in relief of Luis Angel Rodriguez, who turned in his best start of the season. Lefty kicks and deals a breaking ball, and Hicks waves and misses. It's strikeout number 3 in just 4 batters for Julio Robina. Boy, he's got good stuff. As Zach mentioned earlier when he came on in relief in that sixth inning, the ERA king of last season. Umpires want that ball thrown out of play, so Robina tosses it back to his dugout on the third base side. And he's ready to go to work against the left-handed hitting Abimelech Ortiz. The pitch home. Runs inside. Ortiz hopped out of the way of it. It kind of broke back towards the strike zone. But missed. The ball and no strikes. Ortiz today, 0-2 with a 3-pitch strikeout his last time up. Steady dose of breaking balls. There's the fastball. It misses. It catches the inner corner. 1-1.
And some tough left-on-left matchups, too.
For Abimelech Ortiz, lefties have been the issue this season. Comes home, and now one misses just a bit downstairs. 2-2 on the Rough Riders' first baseman today. Abimelech Ortiz has been a thorn in the side of this Corpus Christi team, but with nobody aboard, they attack him, and they come inside. 3-2. Robina lost that one just a bit. It's missed on a pair of pitches inside on the left-handed hitter. Hitter's count for Abimelech Ortiz. Robina deals. The 3-1. Taken, and Ortiz thought it was ball 4. He was headed to first base. He's shaking his head as it's called a strike. Breaking ball just found the outside edge. 3-2. Robina has faced 4 in relief, and he sent them all down. Rough Riders have only one hit today. It came back in the second inning. The payoff pitch, 3-2, cut on and missed by Ortiz, and he's jawing with the umpire. Didn't like the 3-1 strike call, and he heads back to the dugout. Second strikeout of the day for Abimelech Ortiz, and the fourth in just 5 batters for Julio Robina. Chance to strike out the side against Cody Freeman, who's 1-for-2 today. Mentioned he's the lone hit for the Rough Riders on the evening. First offering is right over the heart of a plate, called a strike. Robina worked his way off the mound, comes back, and he's ahead 0-1. Cody Freeman's 3 homers this season are tied with Josh Hatcher for the most on this Rough Riders team. The pitch. Freeman strikes it well to deep right center field. Corona ranges to his left. He's camped under it, reaches to the sky, and it's 6-up, 6-down for Julio Robina. A very quick 1-2-3, top of the 7th inning. We head to the home half, where the Hooks lead at 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient.
Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New arm on the hill for the Rough Riders. It's the right-hander, Ricky DeVito, who comes on. Ricky, a 6'3", 195-pound right-handed pitcher. 25-year-old out of Staten Island, New York. He's acquired last season by the Rangers organization in a trade with the Pirates. He faces Jacob Melton, who homered his last time, and Melton sends the first pitch back over the screen. 0-1 in favor of DeVito. Ricky DeVito's last outing, he came in one inning and struck out the side. Was back on the 28th. He delivers the pitch downstairs to Melton, evens the count of ball and a strike. DeVito uses a mix of a four-seam, sinker, changeup, curveball, and slider. He delivers the 1-1, and this one fouled back again and smacks off the press box here behind the dish. And deflects down into the crowd. So DeVito ahead, 1-2. Rough Riders' bullpen has been solid. The righty kicks and deals. The 1-2 just got away from him. Ran inside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And Melton pulls even in the count at 2-2. Jacob Melton blasted his fourth homer of the season back in the fifth. Part of a 2-for-3 night. Features a single, a 2-run homer, and a strikeout looking. DeVito would like to send him back to the dugout as out number one with his second strikeout of the night. DeVito delivered, and time was called right before he kicked. So he pitches home, but it doesn't count for anything. Zach, when do you think the last time Ricky DeVito looked back at a radar gun and it said 67 miles an hour?
When he was 12.
Probably so. We'll get a little chat on the mound. It's the third baseman, Cody Freeman, along with the catcher, Cooper Johnson, talking things over with the Rough Riders' right-hander. Jacob Melton in a 2-2 count awaits DeVito's pitch, and the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, will go out, break up the meeting, and we're all set for the 2-2. Rough Riders playing Melton to pull. He did hit his home run to left field. He's a left-handed hitter, so went the opposite way with it. Rough Riders trailing 6-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-2 is laced in a deep right field this time. Back goes Cepeda, and he catches it a step in front of the track. Good read by Haysel Cepeda. We've talked time and time again in this series about how hard it is to get a ball out to right field in this ballpark. The wind constantly blowing out to left, a right-handed hitter ballpark, that's for sure. But Melton falls just a few feet shy of a two-homer night.
And he thought it was a double. He stopped at second.
Robleski cuts through the first pitch from DeVito, and it's 0-1.
He stood there, and everyone was kind of looking at him, and he was looking around and finally jogged off the field.
Likely thought it was a double due to the fact that when he made it to second base, he looked out to right field, and the ball was on the ground. Cepeda had caught it, and on the transfer of throwing it back in, had dropped it on the warning track. The 0-1 is laced up the middle for a base hit into center field. Ryan Robleski picks up his first hit of the night. And his first hit of the series. Before the at-bat, he was 0-for-7. He breaks out of the slump. The base knock against Ricky DeVito. So one aboard with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. In steps J.C. Correa, and he's had himself a series. 5-for-9 in the series with two hits today. Also reached on a walk, and he jumps out of the way of the first offering from DeVito. Breaking ball. 1-0. J.C. Correa the younger brother of Carlos Correa, former Astro. He awaits the 1-0, and it runs upstairs. Well, you talk a lot about J.C. Correa being related to Carlos Correa, but his dad, Carlos Correa Sr., and his mother, Sandy Bell Oppenheimer, got an interesting story. As the runner goes, Cooper Johnson's throw, as the pitch misses low, is not in time. Three balls and no strikes. Robleski moves up his second stolen bag of the year. Two for two now for the Hook's catcher on the season, stealing bases. But Carlos and J.C. Correa, their mom, Sandy Bell Oppenheimer, Mom of the Year Award. Back when they were growing up, their travel expenses with baseball became so much that she had to pick up a job, leaving her time at a stay-at-home mom. As the pitch comes in from DeVito and just misses, it's a four-pitch walk to Correa. So she started cooking. Correa's mother selling out of her own house to create some funds to help feed the baseball dream for the two, and I'd say it's paid dividends, as John Goble will trot to the mound and talk things over with Ricky DeVito. Mother's Day coming up around the corner. Aren't moms the best?
They are.
They do anything for their children. And in Carlos and CJ's, or JC rather's, case, their mom helped feed into their baseball career.
Literally.
Literally. No pun intended there. Pretty cool story. JC here in AA in the Astros organization. Obviously, Carlos Correa, an all-star, and all sorts of awards for him at the big league level.
Left fielder, number one, Zach Daniels.
Here is Zach Daniels with two aboard and one away to face DeVito for the first time. Robleski stands at second base. Correa at first after the walk. Daniels homered his last time up. Delivery home, and DeVito misses with a fastball upstairs. 1-0. Hard contact against Ricky DeVito here in the home half of the seventh. A hard fly out off the bat of Jacob Melton remains the only out. And a base hit up the middle and a walk. He comes home and misses downstairs this time. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Right-handed hitter. Daniels was 0 for 10 in the series before smashing that home run. The pitch skips in, and he's ahead. Three balls and no strikes. Some light stretching going on in the Rough Riders bullpen, but DeVito battling here in the seventh inning. Rough Riders' bullpen has been very, very good. Scoreless in the series. The pitch. And it's another four-pitch walk. The bases are loaded for the Hooks. Second time today they've loaded the sacks. Last time was against Dane Acker in the first inning. Acker was able to pick up a strikeout, his first out of eight. And then a two-run single by J.C. Correa started the scoring in this one. So in steps Chad Stevens. He's 0 for 3 today with a fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout. The pitch. That one just missed. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Just missed the inside corner. Right-handed hitter. Stevens 3 for 13 in the series. Like to pour in a couple of RBIs. The pitch. This is upstairs. DeVito behind, two balls and no strikes. The control just not quite there for the Rough Riders right-hander. But all it takes is one ground ball with one away to get out of this inning. The 2-0 on its way home. Called a strike. Went with the breaking ball and it found its way into the zone. Two and one. Vito peers in, gets his sign. Comes set. Red glove at the chest, delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him to wave on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-2. Chad Stevens is prone to the strikeout. His K percentage coming into tonight, 37%, which was fifth highest in the Texas League. He struck out tonight four times in the series. The 2-2 runs a bit inside. Fastball again from DeVito, and the count runs to full. Ricky DeVito at risk of walking in a run. Rough Riders trailing 6-0 with the bases loaded and one away here in the seventh. He kicks, swing, and a miss. He got him. Big pitch from Ricky DeVito. Looked like it was the changeup. Got him to swing over the top of it. So two away now. In the home half of the seventh, Rough Riders trying to keep this a 6-0 ball game. Bases are loaded. Robleski at third, Correa at second, Daniels at first, and the first pitch to Stubbs. Misses high and outside. Another fastball. One out to the right-handed hitting designated hitter today. The pitch just missed. DeVito went back to the changeup. Two balls and no strikes. And delivers. It's three balls and no strikes. Missed upstairs that time. DeVito has fallen behind hitters here in this frame. The 3-0. In there, called a strike. DeVito went back to the fastball and found the heart of the plate. It was take all the way for C.J. Stubbs. Stubbs today 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. He did work a walk against Dane Acker in the fourth. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball from DeVito, and he blew it by him. Right over the heart of the plate, middle. But Stubbs couldn't catch up to it. DeVito trying to get out of a bases-loaded jam. Runners go on the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back into the glove. Struck him out, and DeVito pours in a scoreless seventh inning. Boy, was it interesting. But he's able to keep the hooks off the board. No runs on one hit, no errors, and Corpus leaves them stranded. We'll turn things to the top of the eighth, where the Rough Riders will send Acosta, Chavez, and Cepeda up, trailing 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Visiting portion of the eighth inning, Maximo Acosta steps in the first offering from Robina and just runs a bit outside. Ball and no strikes. The right-handed hitting shortstop, Maximo Acosta. 0 for 2 today. Breaking ball. Missed way outside. 2-0. Acosta just one of eight players in the Texas League, age 21 or younger. He's played very well as he goes after this one and sends it high into the night sky, but it'll tail out of play. In the series now, Acosta 4 for 13. He's worked a walk and a hit by pitch. And he sends this one high in the air to center field. Corona takes a couple of steps in and hauls it in for out number one. Robina continues to cruise. He's faced seven batters now. Has picked up four strikeouts and three flyouts. You have to go back to the fifth inning for the Rough Riders' last base runner, and it was Franer Chavez who steps in right now. He drew a walk. Breaking ball. Missed just a bit inside. Chavez batting from the right side as he has all night tonight. And talking with Chavez before the game, said a bit excited about hitting from the right side. The pitch fouled back to the screen. Just a dribbler worked its way back to the backstop. Evens the count at 1-1. Chavez has mainly hit from the left side this year, and that due to the fact that he's faced so many right-handed pitchers. By trade, Chavez is a righty, but he taught himself how to hit left-handed at age 13. The pitch runs down and in. He checked his swing. Home plate, or the first base umpire, Travis Brewer, says he didn't offer at it. Count moves to 2-2. Franer Chavez worked his 15th walk of the season, which is tied for 9th in the Texas League his last time up, and he takes downstairs. Jumps ahead, 3-3. The only Rough Rider with more walks than Franer Chavez is Aaron Zavala, who has 17. Zavala enjoying a night off tonight. The 3-1. Chavez fouled it back to the screen. Fastball at 91 from Robina. And the count runs to full. One away here in a 6-0 ball game. Top of the 8th inning. Rough Riders have been held to just one hit on the evening. Robina comes home. Chavez spoils it. A pop-up on the right side works its way out of play. Chavez looking for hit number 2 of the series. Would also take walk number 16 on the season. The 3-2, and it's chopped high on the ground, the left side, and it's off the glove of Espinosa at third base. And Chavez will reach. The third baseman, Rolando Espinosa, tried to cut it off. It was chopped towards the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. Third baseman cut things off and couldn't secure it in his glove. So Chavez is aboard, reaching on the air. Chavez at first. Here's Haysel Cepeda, who steps in and laces one up the middle. It's down for a base hit. Chavez moves up to second base. Corona in center collects it, and Rough Riders have two aboard with one out. Cepeda jumped all over the first pitch that he saw and sent it right back to center field. First hit of the series for Haysel Cepeda. He's been pretty good against left-handed pitching this year. Came in 5 for 15. Picks up hit number 6 and his 18th trip to the plate. Cooper Johnson steps in. Johnson's homered in the series. Sends this one high into center field. Playable for Corona. He ranges to his right and reads up. Chavez isn't tagging, and Corona makes the play. 2 down. Back-to-back batters for the Rough Riders have gone after the first pitch. Haysel Cepeda single to center. Cooper Johnson flies out to center field. There's Daniel Mateo. Mateo's still looking for his first hit in Double A. Playing in just his third game. He has reached a couple of times. on a walk and an error. He's 0 for 2 tonight, 0 for 9 on the year. Pitch sends this one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's extra bases, and it will tail foul. Mateo runs well out of the box. So in his mind, might have been thinking triple had it got down. Would have been a matter of Hazel Cepeda would have been waved home to try to score, and how quickly Jacob Melton and Wright could have tracked it down. But it's nothing more than a long strike. 0-1. Left-handed hurler on the mound. Robina comes home. And he misses up and away. Evens the count at 1-1. Mateo, the left fielder today. He's an everyday center fielder by trade. Made his debut in right field. Made himself a nice diving play out there. Played center field yesterday. Pitch home, and it's chopped on the third base side, but in foul territory. Works its way towards the Hooks dugout down the third base line. Mentioned the speed for Mateo. He can flat out run. Swiped 30 bags last season in high A. You go back to 2022, he's stole 43 bases, so it's a guy that can run. Faces a 1-2 here. Check swing, and he went around. Down on strikes. There's Daniel Mateo, and the top of the eighth has come and gone. The Rough Riders threaten, but they get no runs on one hit, one error in the frame, and they leave two stranded aboard the base pass. So we head to the home half of the eighth, where the Hooks are due up, leading 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's a left-hander on the bump for the Rough Riders. Tristan Polly takes over on the mound for Frisco. He'll face the bottom of the order. And Rolando Espinosa's first pitch is ripped into left center field. A base hit on a line drive that was just outside the reach of the shortstop Maximo Acosta. One pitch and a base hit. Espinosa's first of the series. Tristan Polly, 1-1 on the year with a 4.00 ERA across six outings, all of them out of the bullpen. He's gone nine innings, striking out eight over that span. Now he has the top of the order in Tommy Sacco Jr. Sacco 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a walk today, and he whiffs at the breaking ball from Tristan Polly. The arsenal for Polly consists of a sinker, slider, splitter, and a four-seam fastball. The pitch runs well inside, and Sacco Jr. had to turn out of the way of it. Count moves to 1-1. Espinosa at first base in a 6-0 ball game for Corpus Christi. The pitch runs inside, two balls and a strike. So Ricky DeVito pitched an interesting seventh inning, but it was scoreless. He went the frame, picked up a pair of strikeouts, did issue two walks, and gave up a base hit, but he was able to strand the bases loaded. That keeps the scoreless streak for the Rough Riders' pen intact as Polly delivers a fastball called a strike. Two balls and two strikes now on the right-handed hitting Sacco Jr. Sacco Jr., 3-for-11 in the series. He scored a pair of runs today. Scored a run in the first after leading off the home half of that first inning with a walk. And scored on a home run by Jacob Melton in the fifth. As he takes downstairs, the count moves to full. Three balls and two strikes now. Rough Riders have put together 12 and two-thirds scoreless innings consecutively. But with a walk now to Tommy Sacco Jr. Fastball just missed inside. There are two aboard with nobody out for Tristan Polly. Ricky DeVito pitched a scoreless seventh inning. Tyler Owens got four outs, picked up three strikeouts for the bullpen. Eight hits on the day, or nine hits now on the day for Corpus Christi. Polly ready. The pitch to Corona runs down and inside. And Corona hops out of the way of it. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Corona's been hit by a pitch today. He's also worked a walk. But outside of those two trips to the dish, he's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Check swing, and he fouls it back into Johnson's mitt. Mentioned Kennedy Corona, a stellar defender in the outfield. Center fielder by trade as he plays today. Also plays some right field, made a fantastic grab in right field in game one. He's also made a couple of catches in center. Polly just misses inside. Count runs to two balls and a strike. Corona also plus speed. Tied for the team lead with a pair of triples on the year. Also leads the team with 10 stolen bags. Lefty comes home and it runs outside this time. Three balls and a strike, a hitter's count. One of the Astros' top prospects, Kennedy Corona. Polly veers in, gets his sign. Kicks and deals. This one smacked high into the night sky into shallow center field. Acosta, the shortstop, waving his arms, and it drifts back towards the third base bag, but he makes the play out there towards shortstop. So Polly gets out number one of his appearance. On a pop out from Kennedy Corona. Here is Jacob Melton, who has had an up and down season. Raised his average to 256, but struggled early in the year. He's come alive here in this one. Came in to tonight 0-for-8 with three walks in the series, but he's got a homer and a single to his name as part of a 2-for-4 night. Takes a big hack at a first pitch from Polly, and breaking ball comes up empty 0-1. Like the slider from Polly. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. He went right back to it. Same sort of swing from Jacob Melton, and it's 0-2. Has struck out at least two batters in all but one of his outings. Lefty comes home and it's ripped right over the second baseman Chavez's head. Cepeda will pick it up and right. Here comes the run. And it'll cross the plate. Espinosa scores from second base. And the scoreless streak for the Rough Riders bullpen comes to a close. It's 7-0 Corpus Christi here in the eighth. Third hit of the day for Jacob Melton. Picks up his third RBI. He stands at first. Sacco Jr. moves up to second. Here's Ryan Robleski, who singled his last time up. One out single as he takes fastball off the plate for ball one. Robleski 1-for-8 in the series, and that one hit came against Ricky DeVito in the seventh inning. Now here in the home half of the eighth, Pauly delivers the 1-0, swing and a miss. Good-looking pitch, down and in. Went to the spinner. The lefty comes set, 1-1 count with one away. Runners at first and second base in a 7-0 ball game. Delivers, went to the heater, 92, and he blew it past him. Robleski will adjust the batting gloves. Actually, he wants to get rid of his card on his wrist. Wear a wristband with the card. A lot of catchers do wear it on the wrist. Something bothered him on that swing, so he gets rid of it, chucks it to the on-deck circle, and faces a 1-2 count. Pauly looking for his first strikeout of the outing. The 1-2. Taken and missed a bit downstairs. Evens the count at 2-2. Seven runs on 10 hits for this Hooks offense that has struggled to produce runs this season. The 2-2 on its way. Check swing, and they appeal down. Yes, he did. Check swing, wasn't able to hold it back, and Robleski down on strikes. First strikeout of the outing for Tristan Pauly.
First baseman, number 10, J.C. Correa.
And here is J.C. Correa, who is arguably the hottest hitter in this Hooks lineup. He's got a pair of RBIs today. He's also scored a run. He's reached all four times, a pair of walks and a pair of singles. Nearly had a third RBI, but Cepeda earned an outfield assist, chopping a runner down at the plate in the first offering home. Misses a bit downstairs, 1-0. Sacco Jr. stands at second base. Melton at first base. Correa at the dish. Pauly's 1-0. Runs up and away. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-0. Correa now has 8 hits and 22 tries against the Rough Riders this year. The delivery, breaking ball, called a strike. Crowd didn't like it. That's in large part due to the fact that Correa stepped out as the pitch came in. But it was definitely around the strike zone. 2-1. Rough Riders lefty ready, and he delivers another check swing. They appeal down, and they say he went around. Didn't need the help of the first base umpire, Travis Brewer. Brandon Tipton looked like he was starting to point that way and then just said, yes, he did. 2-2. Pauly looking for back-to-back strikeouts. The pitch to Correa. Breaking ball, and it's tapped foul just to the left side. Dribbler and comes to a rest in between the third base line and the on-deck circle. Count remains 2-2. Lefty ready. The 2-2 on its way. Breaking ball chopped high at the third baseman, Freeman. He's got it on a one hop. Fires across the diamond in time. He beat him by a step. So the eighth inning is in the books. One run on a pair of hits. No errors in the frame. And the Hooks leave two stranded. They lead it 7-0 over the Rough Riders. Last chance for Frisco coming up. Top of the ninth inning, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome you back to Whataburger Field. We go into the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders, not their night tonight. They trail 7-0. And Julio Urbina back onto the hill for Corpus Christi. Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, and Abimelech Ortiz due up in this top third of the Rough Riders order. Only two hits today for the Rough Riders. Singles from Cody Freeman and Haysel Cepeda. Strom in from the right side. The left-hander Urbina peering in. He's got his sign. And he fires home. Swinging a hard line drive hit to center field. Corona going back. He's got a beat on it, and he makes the grab. Strom stroked it to center at 100 miles an hour, but nothing to show for it. One away, and Liam Hicks bats now. Well, some big news coming out of Major League Baseball. The San Diego Padres and the Miami Marlins getting together on a deal for Luis Arraez, the All-Star second baseman and batting title man last year, going from the Marlins to the Padres in exchange for four players. The pitch to Hicks. Takes low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Woosuk Go, the reliever, is going to the Marlins in addition to three prospects, Dylan Head, Jacob Marcy, and Nathan Mortarella. The pitch. Swinging a line drive looped into shallow right field. Melton coming on. He makes the chest-high catch. And there are two down now in the ninth inning. Abimelech Ortiz, last hope for the Rough Riders, trailing 7-0 in the ninth. The reason why that's big news is both Marcy and Mortarella were on the San Antonio Missions roster and having good seasons for them. Marcy more of a speed guy than having a great year. He was hitting under 200, but those are two guys that the Missions will not have when they come to Frisco next week. Pitch to Ortiz. Swinging a chopper, first base side, right to Correa. He's got an underhand flip to Urbina. Steps on the bag, and the ball game is over. Riders fall to the Corpus Christi hook 7-0 on this Friday night. We'll be back for postgame coverage with Luke Maley next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th. As the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride! Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Whataburger Field, a tough one tonight for the Rough Riders. Their three-game winning streak comes to a close at the hands of the Corpus Christi Hooks. They still lead the series 3-1, a chance tomorrow to bring home a Series W. At the very least, they've secured themselves a series split here in Corpus Christi on the road. But the Rough Riders fall tonight by a final score of 7-0. Offense couldn't get much going for the Rough Riders. They managed just two hits. No errors for the Rough Riders. In Corpus Christi, it was a two-run first inning. It was all they needed to get themselves back in the win column and improve to 8-17 on the year. They got two in the first against Dane Acker, and then Acker settled in and pitched really well into the fifth. But the fifth inning created some issues for Acker. Couldn't get that final out. Gave up a two-run homer to Jacob Melton, his fourth of the season. And then Zach Daniels, after a walk, tagged Acker for another two-run shot. And that ended the day for Dane Acker. So 4 2/3 for Dane. Six earned runs on six hits, four walks. Pair of home runs. But he did tie his career high with eight strikeouts. Not the night the Dane Acker would have wanted, but he's been great up until tonight. There's always going to be a night where there's a bit of struggle. And for Dane Acker, it happened to be tonight. Tyler Owens came in for the Rough Riders, pitched really well in relief. Got four outs, three of them via the strikeout, surrendering just a hit. Ricky DeVito pitched an interesting seventh inning, but he was able to get out of it without allowing a run. Issued two walks, gave up a hit, picked up a pair of strikeouts, and was able to manufacture a scoreless inning in relief. Tristan Polly did allow one run, which stopped the Rough Riders' bullpen scoreless streak. But it didn't matter all that much, as the Rough Riders' offense just didn't have it tonight. No runs on two hits. Those two hits belonged to Cody Freeman in the second inning, and an eighth inning base hit by Hazel Cepeda. Luis Angel Rodriguez earned the win, and he was great. Went five innings of one-hit scoreless baseball. Four strikeouts and just two walks. So the Rough Riders' three-game winning streak is snapped at the hands of the Corpus Christi Hooks. They fall to 15-10 on the year. Corpus Christi improves to 8-17 with a 7-0 win. We'll step aside here on the Riders' post-game show, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow's exciting pitching matchup.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders' great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Whataburger Field, a 7-0 loss for the Frisco Rough Riders. Their three-game win streak snapped. They dropped to 15-10 on the year, but we've got quite a matchup for tomorrow, Zach. A duel between one of the Rangers' top prospects and Emiliano Teodo, who features an electric fastball, electric stuff all around for Emiliano Teodo. And on the other side, he's going to get a major league rehabber from the Astros in Christian Javier. And Javier, as you mentioned earlier, Zach, also an electric fastball. So tomorrow, an electric mound match up to watch. And really, for both sides, it's been a pitching type of series. Pitching is kind of dominated, with the exception being tonight where the Hooks are able to manufacture 7 runs. But should be an exciting one tomorrow.
Yeah, the pitching matchup should be just about as exciting as watching this border collie herding these sheep out on the field for mutton busting. This is awesome. You and I are getting entertained here post-game.
This is great.
This border collie is just about the cutest thing in the whole entire world. But the matchup tomorrow on the pitching side should be really, really fun. You mentioned Christian Javier and Emiliano Teodo. It's always fun when you get a rehabber. And, of course, the Rough Riders saw a very talented rehabber. You may have heard of him, Justin Verlander, earlier this season. And they put up 6 runs against him. So hopefully they can do something similar against Christian Javier. On the other side, Emiliano Teodo, his numbers might not show it. He has been the most fun pitcher to watch in this Rough Riders starting rotation this season. And after a night where Dane Acker had a tough one tonight, allowing his 6 runs over his 5 innings or 4 2/3 in his start, you really want to see a guy like Teodo come out and have a great start. And so you really expect him to come out with that really good sinker, that really good breaking ball that is now what he calls a slider, and hopefully he will have another great start as he has been the last couple games. But really excited to see his fastball and his stuff, and it should be a really fun night once again here in Corpus.
That should be. Game 5 of the series tomorrow, a 3:05 p.m. first pitch, so a little bit of a schedule change. So you can catch us here on the Riders Baseball Network about 15 minutes prior to that. So a 2:50 pregame show for you tomorrow. It'll be the 26th game of the season for the Rough Riders, who sit at 15-10. We'll have to wait and find out what happens tonight across the Texas League to see if they'll be alone atop the Texas League South. Midland, just a game back with a win tonight, could pull even with the Rough Riders for first place. But the Rough Riders dropped this one 7-0. A tough loss where the offense couldn't quite get going. Again, for the recap, Rodriguez gets the win. Dane Acker is handed the loss. No save in this one. And excited. I guess technically Julio Robina picks up a save for closing things out. But a 7-0 win for the Corpus Christi Hooks. They take game 4 of the series. Game 5 tomorrow at 3:05. The Rough Riders going for a series win. It's currently a 3-1 advantage that the Rough Riders hold. Well, thanks for hanging out with us tonight on a Friday night. We hope to see you tomorrow. For Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 3:05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!